is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese state television says the death toll from the coronavirus has surpassed 300, and that announcement comes after Australia, Japan, and Singapore announced strict travel control Saturday on foreigners who have been in China. However, Lisa Schlein reports the World Health Organization's advising against the closing of borders.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says closing borders will not keep out the virus.
But the only way to control, to check fever, for example, to identify travel history, to try to monitor who's coming across your border and to see whether they have any signs of infection is through official border crossing points.
China is taking draconian measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Wuhan City, the epicenter of the disease, and 15 other cities have been quarantined, placing an estimated 50 million people under lockdown. Despite these efforts, the virus continues to spread at a rapid pace. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And now another virus reported in a China province, Reuters' Conway Gittins.
As if health officials in China don't have enough on their hands with the spreading coronavirus, now officials announced an outbreak of bird flu. China's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs announced Saturday an outbreak of a highly pathogenic strain of H5N1 bird flu at a farm in the southern province of Hunan. The virus was discovered on the farm with nearly 8,000 chickens. More than half of them have already died because of the outbreak. China is not alone in trying to tamp down the spread of this virus. Earlier this week, authorities in India started culling chickens and destroying eggs to contain the bird flu virus. And a different strain, the H5N8 virus, has spread throughout Eastern Europe in recent weeks.
Conway Gittins with Reuters. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has threatened to cut security ties with both Israel and the U.S. in a speech at an Arab League meeting in which he denounced the recent White House plan for ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Abbas responded angrily to the American proposal, which would grant the Palestinians limited self-rule in parts of the occupied West Bank, while allowing Israel to annex all of its settlements there, which the Palestinians and most of the international community view as illegal, as well as keeping most of East Jerusalem. I will not have it recorded in my history and the history of the country that I sold Jerusalem. Abbas says he told Israel and the U.S. that there will be no relations with them, including the security ties, following the deal that Palestinians say heavily favors Israel. The Arab League's final communique described the deal as a new setback for three decades of peace efforts. I'm Sarah Bassett.
In the world of U.S. politics, there's the Iowa caucuses, which are a huge event for presidential nominating process, similar to football's road to the Super Bowl. And as AP's Ben Thomas reports, it's been a busy weekend there.
Dream big!
That's Senator Elizabeth Warren rallying supporters in Urbandale, Iowa to canvass for her.
And let's win!
As the presidential campaign kicks into high gear for Democrats ahead of Monday's Iowa caucuses.
Mayors, get things done.
South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is making multiple stops.
And now I have one more chance, eye to eye, to ask you to support me.
Let me say this.
Senator Bernie Sanders says Democrats must unite to defeat a president he describes as dangerous.
But if we do not win, we will support the winner, and I know that every other candidate will do the same.
And former Vice President Joe Biden is offering his vision for the country.
Joe Biden's America, self-interest will not be confused with national interest. And no one, not even the president of the United States will be above the law. I promise you that.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Speaking of Sunday's big game, as he prepares for Super Bowl Sunday, San Francisco 49ers offensive tackle Joe Staley says they feel obligated to continue the franchise tradition of excellence.
You know, been trying since I've been here, you know, for the last 13 years, is just get back there and create our own legacy. And we feel very confident with the team and what we've built here. And we'll see on Sunday.
And Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson says their speed makes them difficult to contain.
We definitely got a lot of horsepower on the offensive side. We pride ourselves on our speed. Andy loves for us to get upfield and stretch the defense, and that's a great aspect of our game. And that's what we try to implement.
I'm Tommy McNeil.
Hello. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Music time in Africa. Good to have you here. I'm broadcasting from Washington. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far, and I'm so happy you've tuned in with me. Today, I'm taking you on an exciting musical journey from Algeria to South Africa, from Nigeria to Kenya, from yesteryear to today. There's Vintage Tune by guitar hero Dr. Nico from 1967. A fantastic interview with Dutch Moroccan group Samira's Blues. That report is by Brahms Posthumus out of Holland. I've also got breaking news about who is performing at the American Super Bowl Sunday, February 2nd in Miami. Hint, hint. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, you'll find out soon enough. And our song of the week is Anybody by Burna Boy. Now, that brings plenty of lively discussion, too, about the Grammy Awards. Not just from Kwame Ofori and me, but also by some of you in Kenya and in Ghana. Reporters Bill Odidi and Samet Gaida bring us fresh reports from people on the streets of Nairobi and Tamale. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We start out in Ghana with one of the country's most exciting young female singer-songwriters, Yaya. Here's one of her 2019 single releases, Ibe Money.
This is a true story.
Round, 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 round.
right. That was Yaya's eBay Money kicking us off into this new edition of Music Time in Africa. Hello, lovely people. This is Heather Maxwell. From Accra to Cape Town, and then now Miami, this next tune is the sound that Africa is representing at the Super Bowl. Yes, the halftime show, some of you know this, is the biggest annual American football match, and it's one of the most high-profiled and cherished performance opportunities for musicians. This year, the main act is shared between Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, but somewhere in there, Shaw Majozi is supposed to perform. Yes, Shaw Majozi from Cape Town, South Africa. Here's Kona, one of her songs from her debut album, Limpopo Champions League. And Shaw's telling us that we shouldn't care about what other people think. We should just be ourselves. Music video to this song, Kona, by Shaw Majozi. And I want to read a few comments to give you an idea about how people are responding to her, her music and her style, which is like a bright, colorful, energetic bomb. So here we go. Beautiful message. We must stand proud everywhere we go. Sometimes God sends someone to make the whole world know that Tsongas are also people. She really went to Hollywood dressed in her Kibalani. Bringing Tsongas to the world. I'm glad Limpopo people sometimes don't get recognized. My waist goes on autopilot every time I hear this song. Much love from Kenya, Shaw Majozi. So, those are just a few of the comments below Shaw's song. And, you know, I think she's really kind of got a movement going on. One thing I did notice, though, musically about the song that no one's mentioned yet is that it sounds almost exactly like Bobo music from Sierra Leone. If you don't know Bobo music, here's a sample. This is John Kanabe's song, Sabano, from 2016. Okay, so that's Bobo, and here's Kona again from Shaw. All right, so anyway, that's a puzzle I'd like to solve, but for now, peeps, let's leave Shaw and move over to the current pop scene in East Africa. This is Diamond Platnumz with his new single, Babalao. That's Swahili slang, and it means being on top of everything, just ahead of everything. Babalao, Simba Babalao,
Chibu babalao, Mondi babalao, Zombi babalao, Magufuli babalao, Makonda babalao, Wasafi chamalao. Makombo mani koko koko, leo ndani tokesha popo, wote sambazia koko moko, moja baridi moja moto, mechoka eti, mnataka lala, tungi limezidi, tuzime muziki, tumegi sambu gile, sambamba, hapo vipi na bamba, ino gile inatamba, basi chani kamusamba, wataweza kweli, kushindana nasi, atawa kiungana, matusi kututukana. Dangote babalao, babalao. Simba babalao, babalao. Chibu babalao, babalao. Mondi babalao, babalao. Zombi babalao, babalao. Magufuli babalao, babalao. Mwakiembe babalao, babalao. Wasafi jamalao.
Ati selema, ati kia selema, selema. Mwambi nyangema, nishimwa medema, medema.
Amefosi bifu msela leko,
tumemkwepa.
Amebaki masona neko, Chesa kama monkey, punjo kidangi dangi. Hey, tumewacha ba
kidude,
akishomoki
kidude,
kimewanasa
kidude,
wana tapa tapa
kidude.
Chizi kano guatena, 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 chizi kano guatena. Dangote babalao,
babalao.
Simba babalao,
babalao.
Chibu babalao,
babalao.
Mondi babalao,
babalao.
Zombi babalao,
babalao.
Magufuli babalao,
babalao.
Majaliwa babalao,
babalao.
Wasafi jamalao.
Zuko kipanda na ile shate na vo,
acha uongo.
Zuko kipanda na ile bukta na vo,
acha uongo.
Tumani na vo,
acha uongo.
Mama na vo,
acha uongo.
Muzeno na vo,
acha uongo.
Basata
sina piga yote
uwezi
una piga yote
uwezi
yobo na piga yote
uwezi
mimi na piga yote
uwezi
tale na piga yote
uwezi
mimi na piga yote
uwezi
mama na piga yote
uwezi
fumwe na piga yote
uwezi
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays okay. at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays awesome. At 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com awesome. And click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hello everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell. I've got two more great songs for you and then Kwame Ofori is going to join me for Song of the Week, La Vida es un Carnaval by Angelique Kidjo. But he's actually joining me a little bit before that because we're going to discuss the outcome of the Grammy Awards, especially as it concerns the African nominees and winners. And we're going to hear from some of you who spoke with our reporters in Ghana and Kenya. But back to the music now. Here is a beautiful pop ballad by Algerian artist Soul King and featuring El Badja. He sings in French, La liberté est d'abord dans nos cœurs. Nous, ça nous fait pas peur. That's liberty is first and foremost in our hearts. It doesn't scare us.
Paraît que le pouvoir s'achète. Liberté, c'est tout ce qui nous reste. Si le scénario se répète, on sera acteur de la paix. S'il faut, vos discours sont si faux. Ouais, s'il faut, qu'on a fini par s'y faire. Mais c'est fini, le verre est blanc. En bas écrit, entends-tu l'envoi? La voix de ses familles, plein de chagrin. La voix qui prie pour un meilleur destin. Excuse-moi d'exister, excuse mes sentiments. Et si je dis que je suis heureux avec toi, je mens. Excuse-moi d'exister, excuse mes sentiments.
ont cru qu'on avait peur de se passer tout noir. Il n'y a plus personne que des photos, des mensonges, que des pensées qui nous rangent. C'est bon, emmenez-moi là-bas. Oui, il n'y a plus personne là-bas, il n'y a que le peuple. Che Guevara, ma tombe, emmenez-moi là-bas.
And that was Soul King featuring El Baja from Algeria with Liberté. Hey, everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. From Mozambique, here is Chopi, Timbila musician, composer extraordinaire, Machume Zango. The song is called Kuku Tititi, and it means calm. Machume told me that his home is the best place to go and relax. The trees, the animals, everything's healthy and beautiful. Machume hopes that one day he can go back and relax. Yes, that was Kuku Tititi by Machume Zango from Mozambique.
Jamba Africa, hakuna matata.
Jambo Africa, hakuna matata. Hello everybody, this is Japan, and you're listening to the Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Now it's time to bring on Kwame. He's going to warm up our Song of the Week, which is, by the way, Anybody by Burna Boy. But first, we're going to talk about the Grammy Awards. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, Heather.
How you doing?
I'm great. It's great to be back.
Yes, welcome back, man.
Thank you.
6 weeks.
Oh, you don't have to tell them.
That was like an eternity for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and everybody else listening here, they missed you.
Well, I was in Ghana trying to wind down.
All right. Well, the Grammys. Okay, we gotta talk about this a minute. It just happened here in the U.S., and two African artists were up for Best World Music Album of the Year.
Yes.
There was Burna Boy's African Giant and Angelique Kidjo's Celia.
Yes.
Okay, so Angelique won. And I want to play first a cut from her album, one of my favorite songs. But before we do that, you know, we all make a big deal out of the Grammys here in the U.S.
Even worldwide.
Yes, but I wanted to hear from some of our listeners. You know, where does the Grammy lie in their life's radar? Is it really
that big?
Yeah. So here's reporter Samed Gaida from Tamale, Ghana. He talked to some folks out there, and here's what they said.
Hey, Heather. This is Samed Gaida in Tamale, Ghana. I'm on the busy streets of Tamale this afternoon with music lovers to find out if they follow the Grammys Awards and what was the highlight for them on the just-ended Grammys. And also, how do the Grammys compare to Ghana Music Awards?
Please, what's your name and how old are you?
My name is Nabil Renzel. I'm 45.
Do you follow the Grammys?
Yes, I do. I follow the Grammys a lot.
I hope you followed the one just ended recently.
Actually, I wasn't able to follow, but I've been up on updates with following on YouTube and a few websites and, you know, what bloggers are saying. Yeah.
So what was the highlights for you at the Grammys this year?
For me, I think it was okay with Billie Eilish going home with the most awards. I also love the fact that we had an award that was dedicated to Africa.
And how would you compare the Grammys to Ghana Music Award?
There's a vast difference. Even comparing age, the Ghana Music Awards is just about 20 years old, and this is the 62nd Grammy, so definitely we can't really compare, you know. But I'm hoping that the Ghana Music Awards would improve over time. Yeah.
I'm Sangpi Sabaina, 25.
Do you follow the Grammys?
Yes, I do. It's a great entertainment platform, and they show a lot of talents, and they award hardworking musicians, so I do follow it a lot.
What was your highlight at the just-ended Grammys?
It was about Kidjo Angelique performance. She was great, and that of other musicians also, and especially Burna Boy also, even though he didn't get the award, but I loved his performance also. It was great.
Yeah, my name is Chaiban, and I'm 28 years of age from Tamale, Ghana.
Do you follow the Grammy Awards?
Yeah, the Grammy, yeah, I've heard of it. I followed it, but not really.
But how about this year's Grammy? Did you follow it?
Yes, I've watched snippets of it, and I've heard tidbits of what happened on that event night, but I really didn't follow it, like, as in watching it from the beginning to the end of the program.
So what's your highlight?
Well, the highlights, or the most talked about highlights, would be the one which Angelique Kidjo won. A lot of artists from West Africa, Nigeria and Ghana specifically, were rooting for Burna Boy to win this year. A lot of artists from Iyanya to Davido to Wizkid, all these artists posted on their timelines, on their various social media handles, wishing him, and they were wishing that he would come home with the award. But that never really happened. Angelique Kidjo finally won the award, and she dedicated the award to Burna Boy.
I'm Wendy Larry. I work with Zari, the host of Lunch with Wendy on Zari, the 99.3.
Do you follow the Grammys?
Yes, I do. I'm a huge fan of the Grammys, and I most of the time watch it because of the music I do play. So I do that so I can get updates as to the current music, playlist and albums, so that I can also play it on my show.
All right. So that was wonderful, right, Kwame? Mm-hmm.
They seem very abreast with the Grammys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of them seem to know about the Grammys anyway.
Yes.
Nobody said, what's that? Although I don't think Burna Boy actually performed.
No, he didn't. Right? It was just Angelique.
Yeah. But anyway, that was from Tamale. Mm-hmm. So let's now listen to the song by Angelique that I like.
Okay.
It's called La Vida es un Carnival from her album Celia. No, before this all starts, this intro sounds Ethiopian to me.
Actually.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then there's an Afrobeats drummer. Mm-hmm. She's from Benin. So it's... Or is she from Togo? No,
she's from Benin.
So it's got a real international pan-African feel.
Yes, but remember...
Plus the Afro-Cuban.
Yes, and remember she's trying to say Africa is the birthplace of music.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Celia Cruz embodies that.
Yes,
so
it's amazing. He's still with me.
Mm-hmm.
We're listening to this song, analyzing the music.
Yeah.
We're blown away. Kwame, you've just noticed the strings are giving the Afro-Cuban feel.
Yes, definitely. The bass in the back is giving me that Afro, that's the Afro-Cuban.
Rhythm.
Yes.
And then we've got the horn lines that sound Ethiopian.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Tony Allen, who is the originator of Afrobeat from Nigeria. We have him playing drums.
Hey.
You know, and she's singing in Spanish.
There you go.
Wow.
World music.
That's why I love this song.
Carnaval es para reír,
hay que llorar,
para gozar,
carnaval
para disfrutar,
hay que vivir cantando.
La vida es un carnaval,
hay que llorar,
todo por la voz cantar,
carnaval,
ay señores,
hay que vivir cantando.
That was La Vida es un Carnival by the amazing multi-Grammy Award winner, Angelique Kidjo. Kwame, so we love the song, right?
Oh, yes, we do.
Before you go, I want us to listen now to some comments from folks in Nairobi.
Okay.
Bill Odidi has also asked a group of people what they think about the Grammys and where does that fit in their lives.
Hello, Heather Maxwell, and hello, Music Time in Africa. I'm Bill Odidi in Nairobi. So what do music fans here at the Kenya National Theatre think about the Grammy Awards?
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Kidua. I'm a student at Daystar University, Nairobi, Kenya.
Tell me, dear, did you follow the recent Grammy Awards?
Yes, I did. And I was really happy that Angelique Kidjo actually won her fourth Grammy and actually encouraged more Africans to participate and also make more music to impact the world.
Are you disappointed that Burna Boy, who's a sure favorite of people of your age, your generation, didn't win?
Not really, because as long as it came back to an African, I mean, that's what we need. We need more people winning out there so that they can give younger people or younger artists the courage to actually make more music and also set the bar high.
How do the Grammys compare to awards, music awards here in Kenya?
If I was looking at it in comparison, well, we are quite far, but the Kenyan industry has actually improved. Because now we have our own tone, Genge Tone. And I think...
Let's talk about Genge Tone.
Genge Tone is like... I don't really know how to explain it, but it's the type of beats that Kenyan actually resonate with. They talk about the struggles in the streets, and they put it in music. According to the Grammy Awards, I think we have a long way, but we're getting there.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much.
My name is Tony Motsama. I'm an entertainment journalist.
Johnny, so you must have followed the recent Grammy Awards, right?
I'm happy that a singer-songwriter took home the lioness share of the awards. I was happy about Billie Eilish. Kidjo's been there for like forever. She always looks like she's been winning.
Yeah. I think she's won like on three other occasions in that category.
It's a good thing, although I always think as if she's become which grand female African can we give this award to? I think Kidjo has become a bit of a cliche, but let me just be honest. I'm genuinely happy for Burna Boy. I think he's brilliant in his own way. Honestly, kudos to him.
When you watch the Grammys and you watch awards like that, and you attend many music awards here in Kenya, is there any comparison? What do you feel?
We try. We have our own mini Grammys, but we can't talk about comparison, surely because of the sheer scale. That's global. But, you know, we do our best. But I wish we'd have more music awards, because they seem to be sort of dying. Even you, Billy, you know, we have too few, like, music awards, You know, like, last year, the only music award that we had in Kenya, honestly speaking, I think it was the Pulse Music Video Awards,
That's organized by the newspaper that you work for, right?
I work for that magazine, I'm right in there. In fact, every 2 or 3 years, I'm at charge. And I think they're fantastic awards.
Hi, my name is Roy Mudibo.
Hi, Roy. Wonderful to speak to you. You follow music awards, right?
Yes, I do. I do normally. Actually, I follow every year. It's only this time round, I don't know. I'm just aware at the back of my mind that the Grammys were around the same time Kobe Bryant died, which is similar to around the same time that Whitney Houston died, 2012, around the Grammy Awards.
Generally, the Grammys and the Music Awards here in Kenya, can we even begin to compare the two?
In Kenya, I don't even know when the awards are. And I think there's so many of them that there's no one proper one which you can say, this is a Kenyan award. There's so many people who've come up with the initiatives. I don't know what criteria they'd use. So the credibility, again, is questionable, unlike the Grammys. Back in the day, I think music was taken more seriously. You could count the musicians at your fingertips. Nowadays, they're all sorts of... you can't call them musicians. They're just people who chant and leave the disco. You can't remember what you're dancing to.
That's a good one. Well, thanks very much for that, man.
Thank you.
Interesting views from a group of music fans speaking to me here at the Kenya National Theatre in Nairobi. Abilo GD, back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right, so that's amazing. We heard from folks in Nairobi. We heard from folks in Tamale, Ghana. I will just say this, and then we'll conclude with this conversation about the Grammys. I spoke with a friend of mine who used to be on the Grammy Committee. For 15 years, he served on the Grammy Committee.
Wow.
Now, as you know, and maybe some of you listeners don't know, but it's important, I think, that people are not nominated, nor are they voted upon by people outside of the committee. It's a committee decision.
No, cut it.
Yes. So my friend John, that I talked to, who used to be on the committee, said that almost everyone on the committee is from L.A. They live in L.A. And a lot of times when it comes to music outside of America, they just don't know, and they just go with name recognition. And they are doing some revisions and some big changes in the Grammys, and I'm hoping that they get people that actually know about world music and that they're not just voting
based on name recognition.
There are ethnomusicologists like you who they could reach out to. I mean, I'm sure you would offer your service for free.
That's top secret.
Oh!
But watch out. Watch out, Grammys.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
This is Heather Maxwell, and now it is time for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Charge my energy, I no get time for no enemy. To reap people to me. Nothing with person ever see. I'm on nothing with person ever see. Forget the I say bashi. Money soon expected.
All right, so Burna Boy has this song. It's called Anybody, and it's from his album African Giant, which was nominated for a Grammy Best World Music Album. But we love this song. The vibe is just so cool. It's not necessarily Afro beats. It's not Afro pop. It's Burna Boy.
It's just a Burna vibe.
Yeah.
You never walk, should not because myself I never talk. I look you, they laugh, you go, 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 pretty girl, go, go. I shall no say the time go come, mama, I no say the time go come. When you look good, fit the line, oh, mama, life got up by gone. But there you like.
Right, so you notice the delivery has a pa, 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 pa. You know, and that he got inspired from Angelique Kidjo's Wewe from her 1991 album, Lokozo. And it's interesting because he says Angelique Kidjo is like an inspiration to him, same as Fela. And for both of them to get nominated for the Grammys and it causing some controversy and then she winning, it's like, is this full circle? Was he robbed?
Right, especially since she then dedicated the trophy to him.
Yeah.
I love it.
Even though now no say special. Anybody when no one does a G. Anybody when no they got e body.
So that's Anybody. It's just about over. It's a short song. But I wanted to say, you can also hear a little bit of Angelique Kidjo when he pulls his voice up.
True.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Anyway, but this is all Burna Boy. We love him. Mm-hmm. I'm Heather Maxwell.
I'm Mr. Asante. Thank you, Burna, for a beautiful video.
Yeah. And this was Song of the Week. Great to have you back, Kwame.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, now it's time to go way back, peeps, way back to 1967. This is a vintage tune. It's by Nico Cassanda, or Dr. Nico. The song's called Bougie Ya Motema, and it was first broadcast on our Music Time in Africa show in 1979.
Thank you.
ngana senga tobela okondi mangai nakota misa ya mota pa ya ndima bougie ya motema ngalula mipende ya milangi boya bango lokola lisano kobosana te komba bolingo Clementine nsuki ya meme moi ebimi omoni ngalula ngalula mama na kamunga boya bango lokola lisano kobosana te komba bolingo Clementine nsuki ya meme moi ebimi omoni ngalula
That was Bougie Ya Motema by Nico Cassanda, Dr. Nico. Now, listen, if you guys want more old-style music like this, that's what we call vintage tunes here on Music Time in Africa, you can get online at www.voanews.com/mtia-archive, and you can listen to all of Music Time in Africa's shows starting from 1965 up until the 1980s. You can read the scripts, you can listen to the music, you can even make comments. It's awesome. Back to today, though. We're moving over to northern Kenya. This is Mohamed Guyo, a.k.a. Gabra. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. And you just heard Obsia Jalalo by Mohamed Guyo from northern Kenya.
Boy, boy, yokai, yoy. Well, the music makes the music man survive. You know this your while I say. Yes, it's your boy Samini, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa. Achi, sa, boy.
Samira's Blues is a Moroccan-Dutch diasporan group, and reporter Brahms Posthumus caught up with them in Holland recently to talk to them about their music, their new EP, and how they met.
Warm greetings to Heather and the Music Time in Africa team. On this journey, I'll be taking you from a music cafe in the Dutch capital of Amsterdam all the way to the very edge of the Sahara Desert in Morocco. And all that thanks to this band. From their performance in this venue, the intimate Café Mizrab in Amsterdam, you surely wouldn't say that this is a musical group in the early stages of its career. And yet, it's true. Samira's Blues only started 2 years ago, early 2018. Their story is one of shared musical passions. It all started with a chance encounter in Morocco between the two core members of the band, the Dutch-Moroccan singer, author and songwriter Samira Dainan and Dutch guitarist Bas Gakir. They didn't think much of their first meeting, but they kept in touch.
Ik ben meester in de rechten en ik heb ook nog gewerkt.
Samira wasn't supposed to be in music at all. She read law and had a job as a legal professional. What's the word she uses to describe that time? Ah yes, boring. The switch to music wasn't really to the liking of her family, but it's a choice she has never regretted.
Toen ik van de middelbare school afkwam, toen wilde ik heel graag de muziek in.
Guitarist Bas Gakir was already immersed in music, playing with bands at school and then going to the Amsterdam Conservatory to become a music teacher. He went to Jordan to do projects with Palestinian refugees. The experience left a deep impression. He also came under the spell of Arab culture.
Nou, eigenlijk in de Sahara van Morocco.
Meanwhile, Samira was exploring her Moroccan roots and she ended up in a magical place, Mehmet El Gizlal. The last oasis before the Sahara Desert. Quiet, dusty. It feels like the end of the world. Beautiful music gets played there. A sign in the village tells us that from here to the city of Timbuktu takes 50 days. The time of the caravans, long gone. And it was here that the idea of the band had its genesis. Hemid El Gizlal is home to the festival Taragelt, which is the name the Amazigh people use for the same village. In 2017, the festival invited Samira to perform on the main stage. But she only had a few songs and a handful of fine musicians from nearby Ouarzazate. When the sound engineer asked for the band's name, one of them said, "Oh, Samira Blues."
Dat jij zei van, nou, als je terug bent uit Marokko, laat het even weten.
Volgens mij was ik in Cairo toen.
Ja.
Back in the Netherlands, she met Bas again to exchange ideas and experiences. Two musical horizons and open minds finally met and the band was born. Voice and guitar at the center, percussion and bass to complete. The music follows the melody of Samira's voice, and Bas has recalibrated his guitars accordingly. He uses slightly loosened strings that produce a faintly clattering sound over a constant root tone, like a drone. Samira is convinced that his ancestors are Tuaregs. Samira writes about her life, her travels, her roots. The band likes to convey the magic of that desert village spirituality without sounding pretentious. They perform as a duo or as a foursome, like they did in that Amsterdam cafe.
Deze band is echt uit de startblokken geschoten.
Live performances, a first EP released in 2018, this band is taking off. A YouTube film they made went viral and was shared among Tuaregs across the desert all the way to Mali and Niger. As for the Moroccan side, any worries about their appreciation evaporated when the band played for a group of first-generation migrants into the Netherlands. They loved it. The men were friends of Samira's father, a painter and a poet who had died unexpectedly in 2014. Samira wrote a moving book about him while she was staying in East Jerusalem, and Bas had read it well before the idea of becoming a band was born. Last year, after their show in Amsterdam, they went off to Morocco to share that stage on the desert edge. Moroccan national television interviewed them, and they may even have recorded some new material. The story of Samira's blues has only just begun.
All right, thank you so much, Bram. It's time for our last tune of the hour, folks, and I'm going back to Burna Boy. Yes, this is his new single. It's called Secret, and it features Jeremiah and Serrani. Jeremiah and Serrani, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been fun. I'd also like to thank Billy Odidi and everybody there in Nairobi for answering questions and talking about the Grammy Awards, as well as to Samet Gaida in Ghana, same thing. Thanks to Kwame for joining me on Song of the Week. And also thanks to Bram Posthumus and Samira Blues from Holland for their interview. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 090500 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you know, you can always find us online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather.